The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So, welcome everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by President Nick Hershey and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern time is go through our live actual mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan type. Today's loan type is going to be second mortgages. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, is going to pull up some second mortgages, aka HE loans, for both primary and investment properties. So we will go through there. Let's go ahead and get into it, though. Nick, if you are ready, let's go ahead and pull up our live rates and see what the market is looking like this morning. All right, let me switch my screen and we will pull up the live rates. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This will show us the general rates. Let me see if I can zoom in a tad, actually. Make it a little bigger. Barely fits on the screen. Perfect. Okay, cool. So this will show us the general rates and the APR for today. It is March 22nd, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our standard programs are live. So we will put a scenario in here and compare across the programs. If you'd like a full breakdown, a full loan estimate that breaks down all of the fees that goes into the APR here, please get with one of our team members. We have over 300 loan officers that can help you out. So for today's demo, we'll set a loan amount of $400,000 as we do every day. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll go into expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have 5,000 additional options. We also offer VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking at those, just let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do purchase, 30-year fix, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos here today, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40. So let's check out the rates this morning. I think it went up a touch from yesterday. So yesterday evening, the markets did go up a touch here. So best option, 6.49 rate, 2.25 discount points it costs, but the final APR at 6.765. Just a smidge above yesterday. Hopefully next week we see some more downward momentum. Now, if our customer doesn't qualify for one of these conventional options for any reason, typically the next option we want to compare is FHA. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. And this time we'll pick FHA as the loan program. Now, FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues as well as a much higher debt to income ratio. But we will keep everything identical so we can compare apples to apples here across the program. So let's check the FHA options. And it's about the same as it was yesterday here, 5.625 rate, 2.375 discount points. That's the final APR at 6.558. So just a touch under conventional here for our customers that qualify for both. And our customers that need to use FHA for one reason or another, this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. So it's actually a touch cheaper or similar to conventional. So great options for our borrowers that need to use it and our borrowers that qualify for both. Some days it might be cheaper, like today. Now, where we love to specialize here is if our customer unfortunately doesn't qualify. Many other banks or lenders don't have any other options besides FHA or conventional. But that's where we love to present our customer with our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we'll keep everything identical as our other demos, but now we get a new option for income. So full doc is what we used for FHA and conventional. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if our customer does not qualify with 2 years of tax returns, we'll typically want to use an alternative here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. The investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those in a minute. Personal bank statement, 12-month. This is our most popular program. This is what we're going to use today. We also have other programs, RSU, stated income, DOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of different options here. But the 12-month personal bank statement is the most common, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers, when they submit 2 years of tax returns, will have some write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need some more income to get that home they want. Either way, we can solve the problem. No tax returns at all, just 12 bank statements here that we will use to determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40%. In our example, using just their cash on the bank statements, no tax returns at all. So let's check the bank statement options this morning. All right, so non-QM takes a couple days to go down and finally went down from the last momentum we saw. So best option here, finally under 7 again, 6.875, 2.425 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.282. So great option here, and I expect some of the other non-QM programs to adjust their pricing next week. Since we're at the end of the week here, probably not much action will happen today. So when the markets open on Monday, hopefully we see some more of these options go down a little bit as well. Now, if we scroll down, there's hundreds of variations here under non-QM bank statements. Some of these may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues that would cause us to not qualify. Some of these may allow different ways to calculate the income. So hundreds of variations. Please get with our team to find the best one. And now let's get back to the pricer and run our final demos for today. We always want to run live pricing for investors for investment properties. So we'll set up the same scenario here, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment, 400,000 loan amount. And we'll find the lowest rates we can offer for our investment options, which are just going to be the top two here, conforming conventional or non-QM expanded guidelines. Remember, FHA, VA, USDA, all the government programs do not work for investments. So we'll just stick with these top two here. Starting with conforming conventional, everything's going to stay the same as all our other demos. We've only changed the occupancy to investment here. So let's check out the options today. See if the portfolio is still at the top. And it is, just by a hair. So hopefully next week we see this portfolio option get dethroned. But for today, it is a touch cheaper. This portfolio option does use the same guidelines, but is not a true Fannie or Freddie loan. It is a portfolio loan, so it does not need the loan level price adjustments, which drive the price up for the true conventional. So this option is available at 6.875 for 3.375 discount points. Puts the final APR at 7.277. And the first true conventional option here, same rate, 6.875, slightly higher discount points, 3.5 discount points, because this does have the loan level price adjustments required for investments. And that pushes the final APR to 7.29. So good option here. Definitely recommend our customers check out the unique options here in the portfolio, but they're almost identical to today. And I expect as the conventional rates to go down, these will pop up here and the portfolio will go down the list. But our customers should always look at conventional, non-QM, and for our final demo, we'll do investment properties for non-QM, so we can compare those as well. So we'll select expanded guidelines here. Everything's identical as all our other demos, but now for non-QM, we need to select our income type first off. Most popular income type for an investment property under non-QM is going to be our DSCR option, because it doesn't require any income or employment or documentation on that from our borrower. Simply use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value here. Stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows, that's a ratio of one or higher, which is preferable. We even have options for under one, but for the demo, we'll put 1.5 as the highest value so we can see all the programs. And finally, a prepayment penalty must be selected for non-QM investments. 3 years is standard. That's what we always use. There are options for no prepay. Those will cost more and limit the programs. And there are some programs that allow 5 years to save us some money, but not all of them allow. 3 years is most common, so that's what we use here for the demo. And here's our DSCR rates. Couple rates under 7, absolutely amazing. 6.875 rate, 3.15 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.359 here. So almost beating conventional. I'd still say 100% of investors would prefer this DSCR option over a conventional option in this case. So definitely recommend all of our investors check out these options. And if we scroll down here, there's hundreds of variations. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income. and some may allow different properties. So we have a ton of episodes on the different ways to use DSCR. It's our favorite program, so please check out some of those episodes here. But let me change my screen again. And we will get into today's topic, which is going to be something we can't quote live on the show, which is why we love to do these deep dive topics. We're going to be talking about our primary and investment property, second mortgage HE loan. So kind of a newer product. Jose will talk a little bit more about what this is. It's not a HELOC, HE loan. Remember, so this is a fixed rate second mortgage. Jose will go into details about that. But these are the newest craze in the non-QM space and allow our customers to use alternative documentation on most of these options in order to get a second mortgage, which never really existed before, right? So these are all pretty much new products out there designed to assist our borrowers in this specific market that may not want to refinance their first mortgage because rates are higher than they have been traditionally. So now we have a ton of new second mortgage options, including this HE loan option. So first, Jose, let's define it a little bit, please, and then let's check out those live examples.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. So let's break down the terminology so we know what we're talking about. So first, a HE loan is not a HELOC, right? A HE loan is a home equity loan. It is a fixed rate second mortgage, right? So it allows you to do real interesting analysis, like blended rate analysis, right? Because you're comparing the current first loan that they have, and then you combine that with the second loan that you're offering them, and then you calculate a blended rate, right? Pretty cool analysis that you really can't accurately do with a HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit. HELOC is an open-ended loan, variable rate, versus the HE loan, which is a closed-end loan and is a fixed rate. Closed-end loan meaning the payment is always fixed. Open-end loan means that the payment varies depending on, obviously, the current interest rate and the current balance, because the HELOCs are meant to be reused, right? Balance goes up, you pay it down, use the HELOC again, balance goes up, you pay it down. That's how a HELOC works. Now, the HE loan, as Nick was mentioning, is all the rage, especially with our investors, because the main benefit of the HE loan, besides allowing the borrower to plan a little bit better because it is a fixed payment, the HE loan does allow for multiple income stream types. You know, so you can qualify a borrower on a full doc, or you can qualify a borrower bank statement, profit and loss, 1099, written VOE, and even DSCR. Now, what you do have to be aware of, there are limitations on the LTVs and minimum loan amounts on these. So let me go ahead and get into our options that I have for you. All right. So our first option here is for our full doc primary 90% LTV cash out. Let me make this just a little bit bigger for you all. All right. So here is our first option. And again, 90% max LTV for this program, and full doc is the maximum LTV option. So we're looking at 11.375 as our lowest cost option at par, and we can buy that down all the way to 10.125 for our full doc option. So now we have our bank statement option, 85% LTV max for this option. 10.25 gives us a little bit of a lender credit. Now, you do notice that the rates went down considerably. Obviously, we're at 85% LTV instead of 90, but we're also using bank statements instead of traditional full doc and our rates drop. 10.25 has a lender credit. We love those lender credits. And you can buy that down all the way to 9.375. So you see why these programs are so popular, because at an 85% LTV, second mortgage, to still be able to get a 9.375 rate for a bank statement option is amazing, when many of our bank statement options at an 85% LTV for a primary would probably be in the mid sevens. So very good option there, primary cash out, bank statement. So P&L again, and I'm showing here, every option that I'm showing is the maximum LTV. So there are lower interest rates available at a lower LTV, but everybody wants to see the max. So P&L, obviously a little bit more of an odd outlier, pro income type, hence less conduits, hence a higher rate. So here you're looking at 14.25, lowest cost option, 14% lowest rate option at an 85% for this 12-month P&L. You want a lower rate, go to 80%. 1099, again, similar situation, limited offerings, so less competition, so a little bit higher rate. 14.25, lowest cost option, 14.125. Lowest rate option, not much of a rate sheet there. Now let's go with some investment property options. So our first option here, HELOAN, full doc, investment, cash out, pretty good rates there. 11.875 is almost at par. Actually, I got a little bit of a mess up here, but you can buy it down to 10%. HELOAN written VOE. Now, this is a 70% max LTV option on a written VOE for investment. And 13.375 is our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down to 12.5% for our HELOAN written verification of employment option. HELOAN bank statement option. You see how they love the bank statements? Now we're getting 80% instead of 70%. And we're looking at 11.875 as our lowest cost option and 11% as our lowest rate option. And this is at a max 80% LTV for this investment property bank statement, HELOAN. And profit and loss option, 70% max LTV for this investment profit and loss HELOAN, 13.375 lowest cost option, 12.875 lowest rate option. And now for the grand finale, my last two options here are DSCR. Yes, we do have DSCR for the HELO. It's pretty amazing stuff. 70% max LTV for this. And 13.375 is our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 11.875. Pretty amazing rates. Now, this is for our 1.25 plus DSCR. So the debt service coverage ratio has to be at least 1.25 when you do your calculations to get these amazing rates. But wait, there is more. If you don't have a 1.25 plus DSCR, we still have an option for you, but it is minimum 1.0. There is no low ratio DSCR option for the HELOAN, minimum 1.0 DSCR, maximum 70% LTV. And our only rate option is 12.875. So pretty good HELOAN options here. Remember, when you are discussing HELOANs, make sure to calculate the blended rate, right? There are blended rate calculators out there. But the blended rate is basically grabbing the weighted, the proportionate amount of each loan's interest, calculating the total interest expense divided by the total loan amount gives you the blended interest rate. So assuming this borrower had a 3% rate on the first, this loan would probably give him somewhere like around a 5.5%, definitely under 6% blended rate. So you can see why they would want to keep that first and get this new second.
Okay. All right. It looks like we do have a question here. I think we can go ahead and pull it up. So the question is, are there any specific restrictions on how funds from a primary HELOAN versus an investment second mortgage HELOAN can be used?
The only restrictions are really going to be if it's a DSCR loan, debt service coverage ratio option, because in the debt service coverage ratio option, since it is not a loan that is calculating DTI, right? It is a business purpose loan. It does not allow debt consolidation, for example, as the use of the funds from the cash out. So I don't believe there's any restrictions on investment property cash out as long as it's not a DSCR cash out.
Let's see. Another question here. Luca's asking, what is the minimum loan amount?
It really varies. You know, there's so many options. They're all going to have the minimum loan amounts, but I think 125 is one of the loan amount categories, but it really does vary. Each guideline is going to have a matrix, and you can look at the minimum loan amounts there.
All right. So I think that's it. I think we can go ahead and wrap it up here. Remember, we do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live mortgage rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll have some new topics for next week. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Jose. Great presentation. Very unique products. I mean, look at that. That DSCR second mortgage on an investment property. Absolutely amazing. So
we're getting a lot of second mortgage applications. So definitely a very popular product. I would say secondary is really focusing on HELOANs, DSCR, bank statement, and ITINs. That's why we see the DSC, all those non-QM rates tracking down quicker than agency.
All right. Well, again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we will see you on Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.